My strategy with social media is very simple, and I'm going to share it with you. So basically, my strategy is just to help you, is to help people with things that they may be having difficulty with, whether it's solving some maths equations, whether it's answering some physics questions, chemistry, biology, whether it's explaining Bitcoin, whether it's explaining any form of technology, money, anything that could help anyone. That is my strategy. And social media is very interesting because what you'll realize is that social media is simply becoming a search engine. And the best example of this is what happened with Google when they bought YouTube. YouTube was just a platform where there were a couple of cat videos, funny cat videos, but eventually people began to post serious content. And then there's quite a variety of content now on YouTube. And you probably found this video. Okay, this is a podcast I'm recording, but it's also going to be converted into a video. You probably found this through a search on YouTube, which means YouTube is a search engine. In fact, YouTube is the second biggest search engine after Google search. Okay, but some platforms like Facebook, for example, they just start off as just simply social networks where people are connecting. Then people begin to create content. Then the content begins to accumulate. Then there's now enough content for Facebook to begin to implement a search algorithm within Facebook, which means that now on Facebook, you can search for certain things, okay, certain topics. You can find answers, you can find specific content by search, but it's not yet intuitive because you don't go on Facebook to search for information. You go on Facebook because you want to see what people have been posting, but eventually you will go to Facebook to search just like you go to YouTube to search. So everything is becoming a search engine. Every social media platform is becoming a search engine. And so is Twitter. Twitter is becoming a search engine. So you see, the strategy for social media for me is simple. So all I need to do, or all you need to do if you're going to do the same, is to provide as many answers as possible on as many platforms as possible. Because then, if someone goes to search, they will come up with your content and your content will be consumed. So that's basically my social media strategy. So I need to think about the sort of questions that people may be asking. Well, I need to pay attention to the sort of questions people are asking me. And then I need to try to answer those questions. And I think it's a good strategy for anyone who wants to produce enough content and become relevant, okay, in today's evolving economic model, because the internet is an economic model which is evolving, okay, and we need to catch up with what is happening on the internet, because before we know it, there's already a new economic model under Bitcoin, and this economic model works in almost the same way as the current economic model, which is based on the internet. But the internet, okay, before it came, there was a different economic model. So now we have three economic models. The old economic model before the internet was based on a person with a product. They open up a shop and you have to physically go to the shop to get your goods. Okay, but now you can get them on the internet. Now the problem with the internet is that it does not have it does not handle money very well. Okay, so there's a problem with how it is handling money, which is why Bitcoin is coming in to sort out that problem. Okay, so before we even get to the Bitcoin economic model, we need to understand the internet economic model. And for you to be relevant in the internet economic model, you need to produce content, which is why I keep stressing the need for content production. And also for you to understand, first of all, why you need to create content, because all these social media platforms have become search engines or are becoming search engines. And if they're going to search for information and to find your information, it means you've got to produce an insane amount of content. Okay, I hope that helps. I'm going to keep repeating the same message in different ways, just so that you realize that you should be doing something about content creation and that the barrier to entry to making that content has been cut down to almost no excuse. So there's no excuse whatsoever why you cannot produce a podcast like this one, because all you need is a free application called Anchor.fm. That's just the application that I use, but it's just a free application that you can download and start speaking straight away. Just start speaking into your mic, into your phone. You don't need sophisticated equipment to begin with. You don't need professional sound quality, okay, to start doing this. You can become better with your equipment as time goes on, as you grow bigger. Okay, so a word of encouragement for anyone who is wondering why they should create content and how they could create content. Thank you for listening.